Hi, everybody. So we are back. As you could hear from me, I sound a little under the weather. So let's go back to a few days ago when Nick was actually at 2 days, almost less than 2 days ago. Nick was walking down the hallway at the resort, going, "Oh my God, Jean-Luc! Look, oh my God, everyone! I went on vacation and I get sick. Oh my God, I'm so lucky!" And so pat on the back, and I got home and I got sick. Don't laugh at Mother Nature. She will get you. So yes, I am sick right now. I'm, not overly too bad, but you can hear it in my voice. But we had a fun trip time on the trip. Jean-Luc and I are going to go online at some point to kind of talk about it, just to give you guys and we're still posting pictures. Antoinette is here. She was with us. I know we had fun. And my mom was there and Lynn was there. So we had a great week. And so we'll talk to you guys all about that. But tonight we have a special guest, Jennifer Wood. I will first do a bit of announcements, and then we'll go straight into Jennifer's session tonight. So first of all, hi Jen. I'm just going to say hi quickly because I know you're already there,
Hi.
and I'll go quickly through announcements. Awesome. So first things first, happening this week tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock is. Give me 1 second. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock is Power Up with Jean-Luc and myself at 8 o'clock. Then on Wednesday, it's Power Up with Sandra at noon, followed by a TBT support session at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Then Wednesday at 8 o'clock is You Do You with Antonetta, and she'll be talking to you about how to love your body through exercise. Then on Thursday at 8, we have Feed Your Joy with Kieran. She'll be talking about if you love your spices will love you. I like that. I don't know how we came up with that, but very clever. Then on Friday at 11 o'clock, we have live Feed Your Joy cooking class with Kieran again. You'll get to join her private cooking classes from her private group. Always doing something new every week. Then Friday at 1:30 in the afternoon, power up with Kieran. If you need some support session with Kieran to be able to talk to her and ask her questions about the P3 meal plan. Then on Saturday at 10 a.m., we have power up with Jean-Luc and Nick. And then Sunday at 7 p.m., we have Sunday chat with Jean-Luc and Nick, where we'll be talking about nurturing the soul and embracing the importance of self-care. We talk about us getting our massages, doing certain things for ourselves. So we'll talk to you guys about why that's important on that chat this Sunday. And that'll be open to the public, so you can invite others to watch this. It'll be live on our YouTube channel as well. Also, we are hoping to be back in step sometime this week, hoping this illness goes away fast, but we're not pushing ourselves. We've decided this time we're not even going to try. So we'll keep you guys updated if we have to cancel class. Just keep checking the Facebook group, our new Facebook group, Hello with Jean-Luc and Nick, and then you'll be able to see if our classes are on and off this week. Also happening in April, on April 21st at 8:30 a.m., we're going to be climbing the CN Tower. And so we already have a team of 12. So if you want to join us and climb the CN Tower, please let us know. We'd love to have you join us. There's no race. It's not anybody trying to get to the top in any specific time. It's how can a group of people support each other to the top? That's going to be our story, not who's the fastest. It's going to be how this group of X number of people are at the bottom of the CN Tower, and we together decide to climb this together as a group, and we will stick together as we go up, encouraging all of us to make it to the top. So if this is something that interests you, come talk to Jean-Luc and I. Remember that if you have any suggestions for topics or events that you'd like to include in P3, to send us an email at admin@p3experience.com. Don't forget also to submit your weight loss for the weight loss tournament. I updated the actual rankings on Saturday, so that's already up there. So we couldn't get the 1 week because we were away, but now it's all caught up, so you guys can see where your rankings are up to this point in the month. Wow, that's a lot of announcements. So now introducing Jennifer Wood. So Jennifer is a director of hypnosis education and owner of Wellness Canada, and is deeply passionate about empowering individuals through hypnosis, with a specialization in smoking cessation, weight management, and anxiety and stress management, among other services. Her approach blends innovative techniques with a personalized touch, aiming to foster wellness and positive change. And I know that my mom who's here tonight, loves Jennifer. My mom is here tonight. She loves Jennifer, and so that's why I'm glad you're here. I know that we introduced you to my mom years ago, and now she goes and sees you, and she raves about you. So I'm gonna pass the baton on to you. And please introduce yourself and let's hear about how hypnosis can help us with our life.
Oh my gosh. Well, hi guys. Thank you for having me tonight. I appreciate that so much. And I'm really sorry to hear that you guys aren't feeling well. Your mother is amazing. So if she's there, I can't see your face right now, but hi there. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the different ways that hypnosis can make a difference in your life. Nick had talked about weight management being something that we see a lot of in the office. Smoking is also probably one of the main things that we see. When it comes to weight management, it really hypnosis makes a difference when it comes to things like curbing cravings, promoting healthy eating habits, self-discipline, portion control. Just finding motivation for exercise, stress eating, sleep patterns are really important. Self-esteem, sugar is something that we see a lot of people wanting to curb. Mindful eating, things like just adding more water intake to their life, to their day, emotional eating, habit formation, things like that. With smoking, we see a lot of people come in that have been smoking for a long time. We've seen people who have been smokers for as many as 70 years, 2-pack-a-day smokers, and they come in after trying just about everything and find that hypnosis really does the trick. I will be doing this for the rest of my life and never get tired of seeing people achieve their goals. So hypnosis is a very natural process. We all experience hypnosis on a regular basis. And goodness. Are you still there, Nick? Have I lost you?
No, I'm still here. Yes. So,
Okay, you're still there. Is there anything specific that you wanted me to talk about? I feel like I'm rambling a little bit
No, it's
and
okay. So, I know you're talking about what hypnosis is like. So, I know you equated it to me once, or we were talking about it once, that you said it's almost like when you're driving on the highway, right? So, hypnosis is
yes.
kind of like tapping into that subconscious that I think it's that subconscious that sort of allows you to do that task is the same thing through hypnosis. You're kind of talking to the subconscious and trying to get a hold of it in some way. Is that, and it's just, I might be saying it in the layman's terms, but.
No, you're saying it perfectly. Actually, what you're talking about is called what we call highway hypnosis. So, if you've ever been, driving to your destination, or if you've ever been on the road and you find that there's parts of your drive that you're missing, and you miss your turn, or you just feel like you check out for a moment, or if you've ever went through a light and you've wondered after you've been through that light if it was green or not. And your subconscious mind is never going to let you get into a car accident, but we are so preoccupied. Our mind is always moving. So when we are focusing on what's for dinner, where we're going, what's going on in our lives, our mind is preoccupied and our subconscious mind is kind of taking the wheel in a way. So that is kind of a form of hypnosis. We experience hypnosis when we are scrolling on our phone and we lose track of time. If you're reading a really good book and you get consumed by the characters and the storyline and what you're reading, but you're never stuck in hypnosis. Hollywood does a great job at making people believe that hypnosis is this big, scary thing that it's not. But they add just enough truth to it to kind of make it very believable. There's some truth, there's some false, but we really hypnosis is a brainwave state. It's the theta brainwave state, and we go in and out of that all the time. So other kind of natural examples of it might be things like if you've ever tried to talk to somebody who's playing a video game, or if you're ever playing a video game and somebody tries to talk to you and you're kind of somewhere else. We go in and out of it when we are daydreaming, when we're first waking up in the morning, and when we fall asleep at night. So our bodies are very used to going in and out of this state. So it is very, very natural. We just utilize that trance state to be able to access the part of your mind that is more receptive to positive change. So,
So
when we get
how would someone go about, like say someone's sitting here right now saying, okay, I'm that person. So would you recommend someone doing some internal research into themselves if they are even, because I'm one of those people that I'm like, I'm not a believer, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in, I'm a skeptic, right? So if I were to go
Totally.
see you, how would someone like me be okay? I'll try this because, I'm very skeptical and things like that. Is that going to be a problem because I'm skeptical?
No, it's really not. So everyone, the only way that you wouldn't be able to go into a trance state is if there's a couple ways, there's a couple reasons why. If you didn't want to be. So nobody can force you to do anything that you don't want to do. And you wouldn't be able to go into hypnosis if you didn't understand the spoken language. You wouldn't be able to go into hypnosis if what would some other be? There are some other examples,
But I'd have to want
like
it. So it's
you
a
have to want
desire.
it.
Okay, so it's
Yeah,
like
yeah.
okay. Because that's the question I have, because people might think, oh, it's a magical powerful thing. So for someone like me who wouldn't want it possibly, then it'd be harder for me to come see you and do something like this. And that's because I'm talking to my mom used to be someone like me. And that's why, and she goes to see you now, and she's all like, it works. And
The best thing you can do is just try it, really. And I rarely come across anybody who experiences a trance state and doesn't enjoy it. It feels so good. It's very relaxing. Again, you don't check out. You don't go into another world. I mean, it's really when you're
I don't rarely let go of myself. That's why I'm always there. I don't even fall asleep in massages. I'm always awake.
Yes, and so actually, it's funny that you should mention that because there are different types of people that respond in different ways to hypnosis. So for someone like yourself, you may fall under what we would call more of an analytical client, where perhaps doing the whole relaxation thing is not going to be something that we would want to do with you. You may be
Ting.
someone that we would want to
Ting.
keep you, we might want to just keep your mind busy. And if
Right.
we can keep your mind busy and active, then that is also another way that we can kind of access the subconscious mind. So it might look like having you focus on something or giving your conscious mind a job to do while we kind of talk to the subconscious mind. But
So it's tailored based on the person.
it really is. And we
Okay.
do some testing to kind of find out what type of a client you are before we go into doing any of that work. An analytical client represents about 30% of the population. A non-analytical client represents about 70%.
Wow.
So we're always going to we want to make sure that you're one or the other before, because some techniques work with one group of
Right.
people, some techniques work within another, and we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing, because that's where you find people who try to do hypnosis sessions maybe on YouTube and they say, it just didn't work. I don't think that this is for me. I don't think this is something
I
I
have a
can
hard time
do.
sitting there listening to like meditation music. I'm very like boom, squirrel. So
Yeah.
I don't sit still. Even like people saw me on vacation, I'm always like, okay, just sat down for a bit. Now I get up, walk over here, go swimming. No, go to the beach. Like it's just in me to always be always on the go. So yeah, that probably when you're saying about doing activity, I can see that because that's what I do here. Like I'm watching
Yeah.
TV, but I'm also on my computer and I'm also on my phone posting things and watching my iPad. So that's my hypnosis because I'm so busy. So I just for some reason everything works. We did have a
Yeah.
question in chat from Barb. She asked
Okay.
how many sessions would it take? I'm assuming just to say how many sessions would it take to get to a point where things would start to work, I guess, maybe in some ways.
So you might be surprised. So some people can, it depends on what we're working with. So if we're doing, let's say, clinical work, so sometimes a smoking cessation program can go anywhere from 2 to 4 sessions. If you are working through weight management or anxiety management, I think it's really individual, depending on how much we have to work with, what's going on. Personally, every single session is completely different from the last. Hypnosis is, however, known to be faster than most therapies. So you're not going to be doing it for weeks, months, years at a time. And it really comes down to the client. The client is the boss 100% of the time. They are the leader. So if they are finding value in the work that we're doing, then it's really up to them if this is something that they want to continue with. On the other side of things, if we're doing perhaps more of a holistic type of a service, like a past life regression, connecting with spirit, some people come in so they can connect with their pets that have passed on. And those sessions are one-off sessions.
Cassie,
So
what are
it
we
really
doing?
is incredible. And it's life-changing. I mean, every single day, it's life-changing. I mean, really life-changing. People walk out all the time just, wondering why it has taken, 60 years to kind of get to this point in their life, and it really can,
And
open up some doors.
to add to that, Tracy in chat said, way back in the 80s, my aunt and uncle quit smoking from hypnosis. They said what help was going into it, believing that this was the thing that was going to work for them. So.
Yes. You really do have to want whatever it is that you're going to do. I'll give you an example of what I mean. So if someone called and said, my doctor tells me that I have to quit smoking. I don't want to quit smoking, but he tells me I have to. So there's kind of a process that happens where when we can get access to the subconscious mind, if the conscious mind says, I'm done. I don't want to smoke anymore. I'm ready. I'm ready to quit completely. And then we access the subconscious mind and we give those suggestions to the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind does a little bit of a check-in and says, like, so this is good. This is what we want. Because we cannot make anyone do anything against their free will. You have to want it. So if the client comes in and says, I don't want to quit, but I'm told that I have to, then when that check-in moment happens and the brain says, so this is what we want. This isn't what I want, then there's like a wall of instant resistance that happens. That door gets closed. It doesn't matter how much work we do together. Now, I'm really strong at making sure that when we do the consultations, that we kind of see that before it happens. So if someone calls and says, I want you to do something that I don't really want, then perhaps now isn't the moment, but that doesn't mean that a month from now isn't the right moment. So we get a lot of parents who call in and say, my kids are vaping or smoking, and can you make them stop? And it really comes down to, do they want to stop? So if they do, then we can see success, and we'll see very, very quick success. But the kids have to want to, or the person that they're calling for, if they're calling for a spouse, the spouse has to want it.
We always say, even for P3, the desire to do this has to be there. There's no magic formula. You can't expect this won't be a spell. You have to really want this for it to be successful.
That's right.
Lorna was asking in chat, does hypnosis work for grinding your teeth while you sleep?
I have never worked with anybody with something like that. So to give a really true, now hypnosis does so many things. I would say that if you probably were to really dig deep, you'd probably find that hypnosis works on about 1,000 different motives, 1,000 different reasons. You may find success with it. You may not. What it will make a difference in is if there's an underlying cause to that. If there's an underlying like a psychological reason for it happening, then we might be able to access what that reason is, and make a difference. But I would say that that would take a little bit more digging to kind of discover what's, maybe the root cause of something like that. So similar to pain management, some people have really high success rates with pain management. and others not so much. So that's it's I wish I could say that it was a very clear answer.
No, it's okay. I think it's always, again, based on what it depends on the how the person reacts to the specific treatment that happens. So,
It's true.
and Barb was asking about your contact information. So you'll be posting that in the Facebook group after the session, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So
You can go right on our website and you can actually book a session right on the website. So you can pick your time and your date. That's perfect. You'll have a free consultation call and we'll spend about maybe 20, 30 minutes on the phone together, just kind of talking about whatever it is that you want to talk about. And really making sure that it's something that works for you. We want to make sure that we're both working towards the same goal.
So one of the topics that we talk a lot about at P3 is binging. So
Yes.
binge eating. So we were actually wondering if you could talk about, is this something that if someone is a, or even for myself, I am a self-diagnosed food obsessed food addict. So I can eat until my stomach is so full that I can still put some more in. I'll keep eating and nothing will stop me until I, get sick and then eat some more. I did as a kid all the time. I've overstuffed myself and that's just the way I've always been. And so with that, with binge eating and being a person like I am, is this something that hypnosis could help with? Because I know this is a topic that's come up a lot at P3.
Yeah, absolutely it does. And we kind of tackle it in a couple different ways. When you do these programs, we kind of set it up where there's not only the hypnotherapy portion of it, but there's coaching that comes with it. And that coaching can look like stress management. It can look like just talking about routines. We can talk about a lot of different things. But with the hypnotherapy portion of it, having your subconscious mind take a different path than it was taking before. So when we continue to do the same thing over and over and over and over again, the subconscious mind the like likes to do things on repeat. In fact, we're very repetitive people. So, when you drive to a location that you visit frequently, you tend to want to take the same path every single time. Or when you shower in the morning, you take this, you shower the same way, or morning routines or whatever. So your brain is comfortable with doing things on repeat. What we want to do is we want to give those suggestions to the subconscious mind to shift some of those behaviors. And we want to shift them slowly because the brain also doesn't like to do anything that is perceived as difficult or new. So just making those micro changes and getting the subconscious mind on board, and of course having that first ingredient of wanting to make that change, and you can see results really fast because the subconscious mind is responsible for your behaviors, and it really will be your best friend in supporting you. And you'll find that your subconscious mind starts directing you in different ways after you've had the hypnosis.
That's crazy that it kind of directs you in certain ways. Is it because that you're almost like talking to yourself and your body is just like you're not really hearing it, but somehow the message is, because I know we're talking often at P3. One of the things that Jean-Luc and I, Antoinette and Kieran preach is, positivity, being happy, not always being knowing that things are always going to be cheery, but always looking at the positive in things so that you're not, the world is a scary place. As you look outside the window and what's happening in the world right now, it's not a pretty place out there. But as myself, I can't go stop, and make everybody stop having a war. I can't do that, but I can myself be a positive force and be a happy person so the people around me are happy. And then that hopefully procreates that happiness. So the same thing with hypnosis, is it because you're talking to your subconscious and you're trying to send a message in of supporting yourself. And because you're not saying the negatives, like we always say to ourselves, oh, you're so fat, you can't do this, because you're getting the positivity, is that why it's kind of like feeding that plant in your head that's
100%. We are the I like to say we're like kind of the programmer. Our brain is like a computer and it runs the program that we give it, but we are the one that gives it the program. We are the one that has to say, this is what we want. I mean, it really, if you break it down simply, if you think about when you say to yourself, I really want to have my favorite meal for dinner tonight, your brain immediately gets the message. It accepts it because it's what you want. And then it starts to run down all the micro steps to you sitting down and having that meal and feeling good. And of course, your subconscious mind always wants you to feel good. So it's going to do everything in its power to make that happen. So if we are feeding it good stuff all the time, then your subconscious mind is going to be your best buddy. I can be the first one to say that I lost 100 pounds using hypnosis. And when I was losing the weight, I found that my subconscious mind was constantly saying, "Hey, let's go for a walk. Hey, let's go do this. Hey, let's go do that." And I still have free will, but I found that if you learn to listen to your body more, you'll find that it is really going to be encouraging you to do the things that you're asking it to do. If you can kind of become aware of those thoughts that are happening and continue feeding it the good stuff.
So another question I have for you is a lot of the members of P3 are across Canada and the US. And so if people want to do, in-person sessions in their local areas, or if they want to do a Zoom sessions with yourself, is there ways to look for that online? Is there ways that you can provide them information?
Absolutely. So, again, on the website, you can book a session, just a phone consultation. And I work with people all over the world. So, we work in different time zones. We can make everything work. It just takes kind of booking a phone call at a convenient time for you, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Cool. And now I want to make sure that there's no other questions for people in chat, because that's the questions I had for you tonight, because I was wondering, as a person, like the person I am, it's tough, it's hard for me. Like I'm a very hard person to convince when it comes to stuff like this. And so I'm a very tough person. I'm very analytical. I'm very in that 30% that you're talking about. So, but the thing is that I do want certain things. So maybe my want of wanting certain things will overcome my stubbornness and my analytical self and thinking, I'm all about science and proof, right? So that's why I'm like, that's why for me it's always been, I'm always asking the questions. I'm wondering what's,
Get it.
yeah. So, just another quick question. So Barbara has another question right there. So is it necessary to go back, say, after a year? So would you suggest continued visits, or how would you treat someone in a usual weight loss type session?
So for weight management, we kind of do things really everything's individual to the client. So, and it depends on how much weight that they want to lose as well. So with some people, we start off once a week going through the coaching, teaching you how to use self-hypnosis at home because we want you to know how to use it between sessions. Then when it comes to kind of anything that's long term, I would say that once you kind of have a handle on things and your subconscious mind is on board, it can be permanent. It can stick for the rest of your life because what we're doing isn't a diet. It's a lifestyle change. So if you walk out the door learning all the tools and techniques, how to use self-hypnosis, your subconscious mind now knows exactly what it is that you want, and you have your conscious and your subconscious mind both working in the same direction. Some people will find that that they don't need to come back. We've seen people come for a 3 or 4 session program and they lose 80 pounds and they feel fantastic and they hit their goal. Other people might find that they get to a certain place and then they lose a little bit of steam and they just want to be, a little bit of a pickup. And so we can do that in person on Zoom. Sometimes we can even do just a little phone call and get you back on track. So,
And the other question I had was, you were talking about self-hypnosis. Is there any things out there that people can do if they want to look into understanding what self-hypnosis is, or and what learn more about what hypnosis can do for them?
absolutely. So we have information on our website. You can even just go on YouTube or TikTok if you want to just do a little bit of research. The best thing that you can, if you wanted to start off with something very quick now, just doing the process of relaxing your body, getting into a quiet place. And if you're sitting up, you want to kind of relax your body from the head to your feet. If you're laying down, so in bed, you'd want to start from your feet to your head and just focus on each muscle group in your body. So if you're laying in bed, you can, squish up your feet, like what's the word I'm looking for? You tense up your feet, take a deep breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, let it go. Move up to your legs, tense up your legs, hold it for 3 seconds, let it go. When you move through your whole body, then you can start by relaxing your mind, and you can do that just by imagining that you're walking down a set of stairs, maybe 10 stairs, and you're relaxing with each step that you go down. You can imagine that you are walking along a beach and you're just paying attention to all the beautiful details. I know you guys just came back from vacation, so being there all over again, seeing the colors,
It's so
hearing,
vivid. I still see
oh,
it.
right. And smelling the water and feeling the air, really going into the details, using your senses. What do you see? What do you hear? What do
Smelling
you
that
feel? Yeah.
sunscreen.
Absolutely. And really just being like as best as you can, using all your senses. And then once you get your body and your mind into that, really nice, relaxed place where nothing around you matters, then that is a great time for you to be able to just focus on the things that you want, not the things that you don't want, but the things that you want, and just visualizing yourself doing and being and feeling those things, and your subconscious mind really does soak it up like a sponge.
That's amazing. So I want to thank you so much, Jennifer, for just teaching us all these, for also teaching us this one technique and letting us know how, hypnosis can help us with various different things. But I did was wondering one more. You don't have to explain if it's not before we go, but how about like things like gambling, drug addictions? Are these things that you can use as well when you want to hit
Yeah.
with hypnosis? Okay, cool. So it's meant you guys can treat various things. So just anybody who wants to try, just go to see you guys, talk to you guys, and you'll be able to figure out if it's something that you guys can help them with.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Fears and phobias, insomnia, anxiety, smoking, vaping, weed, anything that any behavior that someone doesn't any behavior that you're just not happy with and you want to make a positive change, it really makes a big difference.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for joining us tonight. Thanks everyone for being here with us. We will see you tomorrow for Power Up with these two. I don't know where he is on the screen, but he's somewhere on here. Up there that way, or down there this way. He's going to be sitting here soon. Thanks again, Jennifer, and thanks, everyone. Have a great night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
And yes, Joyce, Jennifer will put up her contact information on the Facebook VIP group. She'll be
I
posting
will.
it herself. Bye,
Thanks,
everybody.
everyone.